We continue our learning. We are in Sota, Perek Gimel, Mishnah Aleph. We're going to be discussing the Minchas Knos, this barley flour offering of the Sota, and the fact that it needs tenufa, it needs to have waving. The Pasuk says, and the tenufa we have with respect to carbon shlomim as well. Yadav tiviena esishay Hashem esachel v'alachazay yivienu esachazel lohanif oso tenufa lefnei Hashem. That's in Vayikra Perek Zayin Pasuk Lamed. And therefore we learn Gzeirah Shava from the carbon shlomim, that just like there it speaks about tenufa, and we know tenufa involves the kohen as well. So here the kohen is involved. So there, when it comes to carbon shlomim, the kohen places his hands underneath the carbon and underneath the hands of the bow, and they wave the carbon. Here, the kohen puts his hands underneath the hands of the woman, and they wave this carbon mincha. So that is the halacha of tenufa. How is tenufa done? We say molech umevi malo morid. You bring forward and back, and up and down, and this is similar to what we do with the lulav. So the Mishnah says like this: Hayonotel es minchasa mitoch kaviva mitzris. According to some, who's speaking about the kohen. The kohen would take this mincha, this barley flour offering, out of the kfifa mitzris, out of that Egyptian basket, if you remember, and then would place the venosta b'l'toch klisharis and place it into a klisharis. Now we have to be mekadesh it b'kli, and now it's a real karmon, so it needs to be miskadeshes l'gavoa, and therefore that's what the kohen did. Some say that the kohen did not do this because the kohen does not have to do the kiddush kli. The baal would do this, would take the mincha and put it into klisharis, the woman's husband, because mitzvahs kahuna does not need to be done at this point, only from kmitza and on. Kmitza is the equivalent of shchita when it comes to an animal. A korban mincha, flour offering, has kmitza. That's where the kohen puts his hand into the mincha, to the flour offering, and then places his three middle fingers across the palm, and that has to be done by the kohen. Hagasha, bringing the korban mincha close to the mizbech, must be done by a kohen. But placing in a klisharis, and for that matter, korbanos that require oil, this one does not need oil, but korbanos that require oil, yitzika, pouring the oil on, and belila, mixing in the oil, that also can be done by Yazar. That does not need a kohen. Nonetheless, the Yishalmi says, based on the pasuk v'lakacha kohen miyad ha'isha, that there's a mitzvah for the kohen to take the mincha from the hands of the sota, and since the kohen would take it, so therefore he should place it into the klisharis as well, even though technically he would not need to, because this is not part of the avoda itself. Then v'nosna al yada, and after now that the mincha was mikudeshes in a klisharis, this barley flour offering is now in a klisharis, so now with the kohen would take it and place it on the hand of the sota, the kohen meniach yado mitachta, and he would place his hand underneath the hand of the woman, umenifa, and he would wave it, as we explained, and the sota would wave it along with him. And the Yishalmi says, the fact that it says v'kohen meniach yado and not u'meniach yado, which shows you that tenufa must be done. A kohen has to be involved in that tenufa. The woman can't do the tenufa herself. The Yishalmi wonders like this and says, v'chein ha'davar m'chur she'itin ha'kohen yado tachas yada. Is this really appropriate? The kohen should be putting his hand underneath the hand of the woman. And the Gemara answers, oh, mevi mapa menicha ben yado liyada. They bring some type of a mapa, cloth, whatever it is, to separate. So then the Gemara asks, but that's a chatzitza. That's an interposition. That shouldn't be allowed. So the answer, no, really, they didn't use a mapa. Rather, they bring a kohen zakin, an elderly kohen, and therefore he doesn't have the yetzahara, so we don't have to worry about that. And some say, and the Gemara continues and said, well, and even if it was a kohen bach or a younger one, ein yetzahara matzri l'sha, yetzahara is not going to be there for that moment in this type of situation. Certainly for that temporary ritual, we don't have to be worried. Perek Gimel Mishnah Beis. Mishnah is going to continue to teach us about the Seder of the Hakrava of the Mincha. So Machlokes Tanoim, whether the Hakrava Samincha came before giving the Sota the water, or the Mincha was brought after the Sota drank the water. Heinif v'higish Kamatz v'hikdu. The Kohen does the tenufa, as we said, the waving of the Mincha Sota, and then he takes it from the hands of the Sota v'higish and brings it close, this flower offering, to the Keren Ma'aravis Dromis of the Mizbeach, to the southwest corner of the Mizbeach, and then Kamatz. And then after he does this Hagasha, he brings it close, he does that Kemitza, that placing his hands in and then placing the three middle fingers across the palm, v'hiktir, and takes that kometz, that amount of flour that's in his palm, and places it on the mizbech to burn. V'hasha'or, what's left in the mincha in that kli after the kemitza nechal ha'kohenim, that is eaten by the kohenim, because that's halacha. Any after the menachos were had kemitza done, the shirayim, the leftovers, were given to the kohenim, and that's what all kotshe kotshim have, that halacha. The higher level korbanos are eaten by the kohenim, and the lefin menach kloim have to be eaten within the walls of the Azar of the Beis HaMikdash. Now, all of the avodos that were mentioned were done after the sota drank, because the Chachamim hold, the Tanakama hold in our Mishnah, Hayamashka v'acharkach makrevis minchasa. The way the Psukim describe it, by Midbar Hei, Psukim chavdala to chavav, first it says, v'hishkoyas o yishoyas mei hamarim hamarim, we give her to drink first, and then v'lakach ha-kohen miyad ho-yishoyas minchas ha-kanaos v'hinif, and then the hikrivos olam ezbeach, and then the kamatz ha-kohen minam necha v'hiktir ha-mizbeicha. So that's, it seems, the order, simple order of the psukim is that way, that first she drinks, and then we bring the korban mincha. Ah, but doesn't it say after that in pasuk chavah v'achar yashkes ha-yishoyas ha-mayim, and pasuk chav zayin v'hishkoyas ha-mayim, sounds like we're giving the woman to drink after the avoda. So chachamim say, no, those are for a drasha. V'achar Yashke teaches us that you can only give her to drink after the Megillah is completely erased. And if you can still see a little bit of that Megillah written, of the writing on the Megillah, do not drink, give her to drink it. And that's the pasuk v'achar yashke. And v'hishkoya samayim, that phrase, is there to teach you that if the Megillah was erased, and then she says, Eini shows her up, but now I don't want to drink. So too bad. We force her against her will, because it's too late now, she has to drink. So, but really, the simple reading, but the psuk him, do say first you give her a drink, then you bring the mincha, and those extra phrases that seem to say that we give her to drink afterwards are there for a drasha. That's the Chachamim's opinion. Rabbi Shimon Omer, makaves mincha savachakach hayamashke. No, first you would be makrev the mincha, and then you would give it a drink. Shenemar, as it says, vachar yashke so yisho asamayim. And that, according to Rabbi Shimon, is not there to teach us a drasha. That's there to teach us that indeed we give her a drink afterwards. Ah, but what you'll say, hold on one second, doesn't it say the Hishkoyas HaYisha? So it says, after all, doesn't it say, it sounds like we give the Hishkoyas HaYisha Mei HaMarim HaMa'arim, that's written first, that's all the beginning Pasuk of Dalet. So that teaches us that B'dievin Im Hishka, says the Mishnah, Hishka V'acharkach Ikrivis Minchasok Sheira. That's just to teach you that if you went out of order, B'dievin, if you gave it a drink and then gave it the Mincha, it's Kosher B'dievin. So that's what that is. Teach us. Aye, but there's still another phrase for Rabbi Shimon. What about the phrase v'hishka es hamayim? So Rabbi Shimon says, I agree with you. That does teach us a drasha, like the Chachamim hold, that if the Megillah was erased completely and she says, I'm not drinking, we make her drink against her will.